All right. Let's get into it. I'm just going to pray. God, thank you so much for everything that you're doing in our lives and everything you're doing with this campaign. God, I thank you for 100 people who have been encouraged, God. 100 people that have been, like, that something positive has been put into their life, God. And we just pray that that would continue and that we wouldn't just leave this as a few weeks of a year, God, or as a campaign, but God, that you would really use this in our lives every day, God. And we would be people that build love and build encouragement and build into people's lives rather than tear down. And God, I just pray tonight you'd really just speak to us through your word, God, and really challenge us to do the things that you've called us to. Amen. Awesome. Back to microphones with leads. It's devastating. That's all right. So last week was Cheer a Champ, and it was so good, and it was so good to see everybody doing that. And I really think we start to see like some language shift, which is so good. And this morning, Dad spoke about kingdom language and just how, like, the way that God speaks to people is hope and it's life. It's not judgment, it's not discouragement. I reckon that us saying, like, as a group, yeah, we are going to just encourage each other this week, we're gonna do that really sets something, and it sets something in our hearts and in our lives to really change the way that we speak and change the culture of our, like, our church, our ministry, our friends, our family, to something that's loving and encouraging. Amen. And I was so excited about that, and it's so good to see everyone getting involved. There's so many people signed up on the website, and it's awesome just to go there and just to see those numbers, like, because of what they represent is so cool. So keep going, amen. You know, you don't have to, like, we're doing new things every single week, but if you want to encourage somebody this week, then do it and tick it off. Like, it's not like you have to stop, yeah? You can just keep going. So you can do as much as you want. There's no limit. There is no quota or anything like that. Just go crazy. So this week, like the video said before, this week's deed is love the lonely. Woo! So good. This one, I see this as really, it's a step up, yeah? It's a next level. It's another level. Because it's easy to love people and to get along with people that get along with you. It's easy to like love the people that love you and to talk to the people that are deemed like acceptable or who the people that will give you something in return. It's easy to love somebody that is going to give you something back or is going to repay you for that love, yeah? And it's also, I think, really easy to judge people that kind of fall outside what society would say is okay, yeah? Or would fall outside the categories that our world builds around people. And it's easy to look at that. And I remember, like, at school, like, there's so much judgment in a school environment. Just be real about that. Like, you are very quickly categorized and organized into social class and rank and status and all of that stuff. And it's all so much rubbish, yeah? And it's so easy for us to get caught into that thing and just go along with what everybody else is doing in our world and in our communities and end up doing exactly the same thing as the world does and putting people into those categories ourselves, yeah? And often even we'll do it because we were once on the other end. I don't know if anyone else, that doesn't make sense, but we do it all the time because you know how it feels, but for some reason you think that because it was done to you, it's okay to do to somebody else. And we need to shift that. We need to change that culture. We need to be people that act in love and not just to the people that are going to give something back to us, but to everybody, amen? Because God's heart is for people. God's heart is love for every single person on this planet, yeah? And if we live just loving the people that are nice to us or the people that we think are good, then we are going to miss the boat. We are going to miss the whole point, yeah? And that is not how Jesus lived. I was really thinking about the way that Jesus lived this week because I reckon he kind of epitomized this whole thing of loving the lonely. And Jesus was like born into this society that's really not that different to ours in that it was really judgmental, yeah? And it's this society where there were the people that were good, the people that were bad, the people that were religious, the people that were outcast, the people that were shunned. Like there was these groups of people, and people were very quickly categorized. You were Jewish, you weren't Jewish. You were healthy, you were sick. You were righteous, you were unrighteous. Like there was all of these kind of things where people were put. And all that ever does is create lonely people, yeah? And Jesus comes into this world, but he doesn't follow that pattern, yeah? He didn't just go along and think, well, since I'm Jewish, since I'm, like, I fall into the category of people that would be okay, I'm only going to hang out with the other people who fall into the category of would be okay. Jesus doesn't do that, but he shows love to every single person. He shows love to the outcast, to the lonely, to the least. And because of that, like, he touched the lives of so many. And he challenges the conventions of his day and of our day. And he moves people and he challenges a whole society, literally a whole world, by loving the lonely. Amen. And this is our calling too. Not just for this week, not just for now, but for our whole lives. And Romans 12:2 says, don't be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that really stood out to me, because the pattern of this world is judgment. The pattern of this world is criticism, is categorization, is like stratification, whatever. Like the pattern of this world is to put people in a place, to put people in a box, and to put them down and make them lonely. But the Bible says, don't conform to that pattern. Don't conform to the pattern that the world is establishing, but be transformed. And we need a transformation in our minds, in our hearts, to love the people that nobody will love. Yeah? There's this story in Luke, and so you can go there, Luke 19. Like we'll be talking around this one a bit tonight, and it's about this guy called Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus is a tax collector, and as much as we probably don't like tax collectors today, like it was even worse back in Jesus' time, because he was this guy who was wealthy because he ripped people off. Literally, that's exactly what happened. He had personal wealth, and he was personally rich because he would take taxes for the Roman government. And so, one, everyone hates him because they hate the Romans already, and anybody who's working for the Romans, like, you know, is hated by association. But on top of that, he's not just taking what, like, he's supposed to take, but he's ripping people off as well, yeah? And so that's Zacchaeus. And it says here in Luke 19 that Jesus entered Jericho and he was just passing through. And there was this man there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he couldn't see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." And Jesus says to them, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost." Here is this great story of Jesus loving somebody that the world did not love. Somebody who, despite like his material wealth, was alone because of what he had done, honestly. But you see what happens in his life when Jesus acts out of love towards him, and when Jesus steps outside of the convention of the world, when everybody else is muttering, everybody else is judging this guy, and Jesus says, "No, I'm going to have lunch with you today." And because Jesus puts that out there and he shows him love, Zacchaeus' life is turned around, yeah? It is totally transformed. And that's the impact that we can have when we love the lonely. We can see lives changed, yeah? We can see lives totally turned around when we refuse to act the way the world says is normal, and we act in love to the outcasts, to the lonely, to the people who might be considered separate or the least, amen? So what are some characteristics, I guess, of love, and how can we do that? How can we put that into action? I was thinking about things that characterize loving the lonely and a real love for people regardless of who they are, where they are, and kind of what that is. So I want to share some of those thoughts with you tonight. You with me? Good. Who's excited? Who's ready to go out and do that? Good. So the first thing is to love the lonely, you need to get outside your comfort zone. You need to get outside of the thing that is comfortable for you. To love the lonely, you need to put yourself out there. And that means that you put yourself at risk of being criticized. You put yourself at risk of being paid out. I know at school that if you went and you talked to the person that people thought were uncool or people thought were weird, then you were going to get put down. You were going to get ripped on. You were going to get all of that stuff, yeah? But what really matters? Does it matter if some, like, shallow jerk in your class pays you out because you talk to somebody? Or does it matter that you show the love of God to everybody? Everybody. Amen? And Zacchaeus, Jesus comes along and he sees Zacchaeus in this tree and he addresses him directly and he talks to him. And he says, I want to come and I want to have lunch with you. And when he says that, it says that the crowd start to mutter. The crowd start to whinge, yeah? The crowd start to say this stuff about Jesus because he's acted in love towards Zacchaeus. And it's really interesting that Jesus, he doesn't even address the crowd. He doesn't even think or care about what's going on because he actually cares about Zacchaeus. And his importance, his status, his position in society does not matter at all. Zacchaeus matters. And if we want to love the lonely, then we need to be people that don't care about, like, the way the world sees us, but care about people, amen? It's so easy to get comfortable and to have this kind of zone around you where you feel like you can love people, you can accept people, you can be nice to people, yeah? But if you want to love the lonely, then you need to step out of that and you need to go where the lonely are. Amen? And it might cost you something. And this is real love. This is real Christianity. This is not just a religious idea. This is what Jesus has called us to do. We need to be willing to love in a way that might cost us. To love in a way that might make you uncomfortable. I know that's not very exciting. But, like, that's the reality. You need to take, like, a risk to show that you actually care about somebody. Because you can't love the lonely sitting back with your group of friends. All your group of friends do is judge the lonely. So step outside of that. And to be honest, like, and I don't know, for some reason I feel like, particularly like when you're in school, I guess because people are young, but also in the workplace, at university, in those places, there are people that are shunned by the rest of the group. For whatever reason, sometimes it could be the most random things. Honestly, some people get shunned because they're new. Like, they didn't come to your school or they just got to your workplace or something. And so there is no reason other than that they haven't been there as long as you. Like, you see how when we break it down, the reasons for shunning people are so ridiculous. But, like, we need to be people that will step outside of caring what our friends think. Step outside and actually make a difference in somebody's life. And I really believe that as Jesus does that for Zacchaeus, maybe the crowd mutters. Maybe the crowd judges. But maybe there are some people in that crowd that are challenged. Maybe there are some people in that crowd who are convicted of what they thought about Zacchaeus because here's Jesus showing love to this guy that they were judging, yeah? So let's get out of our comfort zones. I think the second thing we need to do if we want to love the lonely is love with acceptance and live with acceptance, not judgment. This crowd has seen the stuff that Zacchaeus has done and the way that he is, the things that he does, the things that he's like, and they've placed a judgment on him. And they have found a place for him in their society, and they've decided his worth, and it's pretty low. Like they have all decided that that is the position for Zacchaeus, and everybody hates him. Yeah. And how often do we do that? You meet somebody, you talk to somebody, and you decide their position, their status. You decide whether like they're better or less or more or whatever like that, and that's so easy to do. But if we're really gonna love and we're really gonna love the lonely, then we need to realize that we're all the same. There is no person that is better or worse than any other person. There is no person that has never felt alone, yeah? And all of us would say that there has been times in our lives where we have felt outcast, where we have felt alone, where we have felt judged by other people, amen? There is nobody like, and if you are there and you've never felt that, then, well, you are really lucky. And you can just run with that and be blessed, because that's incredible. But I really think that all of us have had times in our lives where you feel like nobody cares about you. You feel like you are totally alone. You feel like the weight of judgment of people around you is too much. You feel like nobody sees you. No, everybody ignores you. You know what I mean, yeah? And we have this opportunity to break that cycle for somebody. We have this opportunity to turn that around for somebody. This week, you have the chance to go to somebody who is sitting there and they are feeling unloved, they are feeling alone, they are feeling dismissed or discouraged, and you have the opportunity to show them love and to totally break open something that has been holding on in their life, amen? And when Jesus comes to Zacchaeus and he loves him, he transforms his life. You have that opportunity every day, yeah? I read this verse in 2 Corinthians, and I read it in the message, and it really stood out to me and challenged me, and so I'm going to read it. It's 2 Corinthians 5:14. It says, "Christ's love has moved me to such extremes. His love has the first and last word in everything we do. Our firm decision is to work from this focus center. One man died for everyone. That puts everyone in the same boat." I'm really struck that there's no difference in people to God. To Jesus, there was no difference between you and anybody else. But he died for every single person. And that puts all of us in the exact same position. All of us saved by grace, saved by Jesus alone, and there's nothing else we can do. There is no better, there is no worse, there is no cooler, there is no uncool, there is just people loved by God. People saved by Jesus, amen? That's all there is. And when we understand that, we can accept people, not because of the world's like thoughts or standard or criticism, but because of God's heart, yeah? When we get God's heart for us, then I think it's really hard to not get God's heart for other people. Because you realize that by yourself you are hopeless, by yourself you are nothing, but Jesus died for you anyway. And he did the exact same thing for the person sitting next to you, the person sitting behind you, the person that annoys you every day at work, I don't know who that is, or the people around that you don't get on with, just the same, Jesus loves them. I love that Jesus doesn't see Zacchaeus as less. He just sees Zacchaeus as someone who needs love. And I think that's how we need to see. In Matthew 25, I'm trying to find the one that I need to... Oh yeah, that's the one. It says this in verse 42, I'm going to read from it. It says, "Like, when I was hungry, you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you did not look after me." And they'll say, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" And he says, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you didn't do for me." I think it's really interesting that Jesus says, anything that you have done or haven't done for any person is a reflection on me. And that's a challenge, yeah? To think of every single person that you see as Jesus, and how would you treat Jesus? What would you say to Jesus if he was standing next to you? What would you say to Jesus if he was alone and hurt? What would you say to Jesus if he didn't have any friends? What would you say to Jesus if he was a bit strange, yeah? Like, you get the point? That's what he's saying. He's saying anytime you don't act in love towards somebody else, you are rejecting me. And I also, like, I got something new today out of this verse, and I want to share that with you. Jesus, when he says this, I like how he's not like, when he says the least of these, he's not putting anybody down. But he's making them equal to him. And maybe that's just my thought. Maybe there's some heresy. I don't know. But Jesus says, I am the same as the least of these. And the least of these is the same as me. Nobody is better. Nobody is worse. He says everybody in God's eyes is equal. Everybody deserves love. Everybody deserves acceptance. Everybody deserves grace, yeah? And that's how we need to be. People who are not judgmental, but people who accept people. Amen? Because we would want the same done to us. And the same has been done to us by Jesus. I think the third thing that we need to do and to have is a selfless heart. There's no way you can love the lonely if you're thinking about and expecting something in return. If it's just about what you can receive, yeah? Because anybody can love like that. You can, if somebody gives you stuff, you can love them. If somebody comes in and they give you like $1,000, you're going to be nice to them, yeah? But it's heaps more challenging if somebody comes in and punches you in the face. but it's just the same. Like, a selfless love would not see the difference. And would love anyway, yeah? And loving the lonely is giving without expectation of a return. It's giving love even when you know you're not going to get a return. Not like, oh, I might or I might not. It's like when you take anything that you might receive completely out of the equation. And you just love because you love. And Jesus does this to Zacchaeus. I was thinking about it, and Jesus is here, and he has this crowd following him. He has this reputation as a healer, as somebody that's like stirring things up, that stuff is happening with his life and his ministry, and he's walking around, and he has this crowd following him, so much so that Zacchaeus has to climb a tree just to see him. And Jesus has all of this, and he has all these people that want to be close to him, all these people that want relationship. I'm sure there were 1,000 people there that wanted to have lunch with Jesus that day. But Jesus looks up at Zacchaeus, and he says, I want to have lunch with you. And he puts value on him. He puts position on him. He puts importance on him, because it meant something if a teacher, a rabbi, like, came and had lunch at your house, yeah? And Jesus associates himself with Zacchaeus to put value on Zacchaeus. And that's not because Jesus is getting a free lunch. Yeah? But that he's giving without thought of return and for the benefit of somebody else, yeah? And that's how we need to love. Not expecting anything back, but putting value on people. Putting, like, esteem and value and worth on somebody's life by the way you love them, amen? And then, like, Jesus has this ultimate act of love on the cross where he gives with no thought of return. Where honestly, there is no way we can ever repay that. There is no way we can do enough to pay back the love that Jesus showed to us, yeah? There is nothing that I can do that is going to pay for that. But Jesus does it anyway. He dies on the cross for me and for you, knowing that we can't pay it back. He dies on the cross for every person on this planet, knowing that so many will reject him. Can you imagine, like, giving up your life Or if you're God, giving up the life of your son for somebody that you know will reject that? Not just like, because God knows. He knows that there are going to be people that will never accept that love. But he does it anyway. Is that like, is that how we love? It's not how I love all the time. That's epic. To know that it's going to be rejected, but you do it anyway. That's love, yeah? That's loving the lonely. In 1 John 4, in verse 19, it says this. It's really simple. It says, we love because he first loved us. And I think our love for people needs to not be about their love for us or their position in society or what's going on or what I think I can get. But my love for people needs to be because Jesus loved me. And it's that simple. My love for someone who is alone is not because I want to feel good about myself, is not because I want something from that person, but it's because Jesus loved me. And that's it. Amen. I'm gonna finish up, but this week is loving the lonely. So let's get out and honestly get out of your comfort zone. Maybe there is a person in your workplace, your class, that nobody talks to, that nobody sits with at lunch. I don't know. That's a real simple one. Like, go and put yourself out there. Stop worrying so much about what people will think of you and start to think of that person and how Jesus loved you. Yeah, amen. And like, just how, like, we are called to love, and we are called to love without judgment, and we are called to love without thought of return. And so let's do that, amen. And let's love the lonely this week, and get on, sign up, register the loveisourweapon.com, tick off your deeds, but don't make it about ticking off a deed. Make it about caring about somebody, amen. So I'm just going to pray. God, thank you so much for your love for us. And God, that we never deserved it. And while we were alone, while we were outcast, you died for us. You loved us, Jesus. And God, like, we are forever grateful, forever thankful for that, and know there is nothing we can do to repay that. God, I pray that this week you would challenge us to love the way you loved. God, that you would challenge us to love people regardless of the situation, regardless of what it might cost, regardless of what people will think, God, but that we would care more about the person than we would about our own comfort. God, I pray that you would just put people on our hearts this week, specific people even, God, right now. That you would talk to us, you would challenge the thoughts that we've had about people, the judgments that we've put on people. And God, that this wouldn't just be a week of pretending to be nice to somebody, but that you would make a heart transformation. God, that you would renew our minds to see people how you see them and to live without judgment. And God, I pray that this week we would see people loved. We would see people accepted. We would see strongholds broken over people's lives as we show them your love and our love. Before we finish, I want to give you an opportunity to accept God's love for you. Because Jesus did die on the cross, and he did that because he loves you. He did that because he wants to be with you, and the only way to do that was to pay the price for our sins himself. But because of that, we can be totally free, we can be totally loved, and we can have a relationship with him. And so if you want to accept that and you want to start a relationship with God tonight, if you want to become a Christian, then I want to pray with you. And so if that's you, while everyone's just got their heads bowed, their eyes closed, if you would just raise your hand with me and we would just pray together. If you want to just accept God tonight. God, I thank you for every person here tonight and for everything that you're doing in our hearts and in our lives. God, I pray that you would just forgive us of our sins, God, and come into our lives, God. And we commit ourselves to you this week and tonight, God. And we just pray that you would just be in everything that we do, and your presence would just be with us always, God. Amen. Awesome. Just before we finish, if you prayed that and you meant that, maybe you've never wanted, like you've never accepted God before, you have before, and you felt like you fell away, then like make that real, and we're just going to pray this prayer together. And so just pray it from your heart. It's going to come up there with you. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life and I'll follow you. Amen.